The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Is that the Pete Gunn theme? How perfect for a Gunbroker Hour. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment celebration. Welcome to Gunbroker.com. Second Amendment Friday. We are over the moon to have our relationship with my favorite gun site on the planet. Gunbroker.com makes it so easy to visit. One website to acquire all the guns, accessories, ammunition you may need. I know it's tough, but Gunbroker has it. Bookmark their page and visit it at least once a day like I do, or a little bit more often than that. At the moment, I've got my eye on an auction. It's for a 1972 Colt Commander lightweight model with the alloy frame, 45 ACP, but in a lightweight frame. That's my kind of deal. We'll see what happens. Ends in 3 hours' time. But that's the one I'm looking for right now. Celebrate the Second Amendment with our new title sponsor by going to gunbroker.com today and discovering your favorite deal. We have to talk about the work that is going on at that superb mothership for the conservative movement. It is the Heritage Foundation. And we have in studio Mike Gonzalez, who's a senior fellow at the Allison Center for Foreign Policy, and also the Angelus T. Arredondo e Pluribus Unum Fellow. My, oh my, he must have like a toilet roll for a business card. It must be so long. And he's here because you've written something quite remarkable, my friend, in the Daily Signal, which posits, which documents connections between Black Lives Matter and certain Chinese, pro-Chinese organizations. Mike, welcome to America First, and tell us what you have found.
Seb, thank you very much for having me on here. What I found basically was, first of all, let's start with Alicia Garza, who is the founder of Black Lives Matter. She sits atop a vast, a global revolutionary empire. One of her ventures, she's
the person who is described or self-described as a trained Marxist.
Patrice Couleurs, one of the other three founders, described her and Alicia Garza as a trained Marxist.
Right.
And you know, I quote her as saying that she dislikes capitalism. She thinks it needs to be smashed and done away with, and that's what she has in store for us and what she plans for the United States. So, 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago, she founds another venture called the Black Future Lab. And if you go to the Black Futures Lab, you click on the donate button, you see that it goes to, you donate the money to the Chinese Progressive Association of San Francisco.
So hang on a second. So one of the founders of Black Lives Matter has another organization.
She has many.
But she has another one called Black Futures Lab.
Right.
And if you're on their website and you want to give her money, it goes to who?
The Chinese Progressive Association of San Francisco.
Which is what?
Which is it was established in 1972 at the height of the Cultural Revolution to push Beijing's line, to advocate for the PRC, to advocate for its revolutionary thought, It was established by I Work Quinn was a Marxist, another Marxist group that had been advocating for the PRC since the 1950s.
The People's Republic of China.
Right. People's Communist China.
Communist China.
So I Work Quinn establishes the San Francisco branch of CPA in 1972 because they're too tainted by being communist. So they need another group that is not tainted by the label of Marxism or of communism to push the thoughts of the People's Republic of China.
So let's just stop for a second. So first things first, this is monumentally newsworthy that they have connections, pro-communist China organizations that have been around for 50 years are connected to Black Lives Matter, the founders of Black Lives Matter. Why would a pro-communist China organization have anything to do with a movement that's about justice and stopping police brutality? Can you explain that, Mike Gonzalez?
Well, as you know, because you know this, and you haven't explained it though, which is Alicia Garza and Patrice Couleurs and Paul Tometi have Marxist plans for the U.S. They think that capitalism that. In capitalism, what is capitalism? Capitalism is private ownership, right? I own something which I bought with the sweat of my brow. You want to buy it. We both agree on a price. We both walk away happy. We're so freedom. It's another word for freedom. They think that produces inequality.
Exploitation.
Right. So since Marx and Engels, communists have had this big boogaboo with private
ownership of property.
Private ownership of property.
Free markets.
Right. They even blame the patriarchal family on this. And this is the patriarchal family was created for this.
Well, let's just stop here for a second. The Black Lives Matter website states that one of their missions is to target and dismantle the traditional nuclear family.
Right, right.
Which is straight out of the 70s and 60s, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, that's Weather Underground, that's SDS, Smash Monogamy. These are old objectives, Mike.
It's even older than that. It goes back to the manifesto. It goes back to Engels.
Right.
Engels had a big thing with the family, which he got from an American anthropologist whose theories on this matter have been debunked.
The family is bad.
Yeah, the family is bad. You need the big extended...
The commune.
Yes. Right. It takes a village to raise a family. So basically that is, you know, this is where we are. And by the way, there's another venture of Alicia Garza, which is the Movement for Black Lives, which states, it goes even further on its website, that it is against capitalism. But Alicia Garza herself has said this. She has quoted her as saying this in a 2015 meeting with a group, a big, large, important group of global Marxists, saying, look, we need to get rid of capitalism.
So let me ask you the functional question, the so what question, the Leninist what is to be done question. What do you respond to those who say, okay, maybe the people at the top, maybe the founders hate America, hate capitalism, are linked to communist China, to the regime in communist China, but the majority of people who are on the streets don't know any of that. Does that matter functionally?
Well, it doesn't matter. And I do believe that the majority of people protesting do not have these goals, do not share these goals. But I believe they're being manipulated. You know, a paper just came out earlier this week that tied 95% of the riots to BLM, to some form of BLM.
Right.
And again, let's not forget, we're talking about a vast revolutionary empire, which includes BLM, which includes Black Futures Lab, which includes a movement for Black Lives. And they really promoted the demonstrations, which then devolved into riots. They have organized all of this. They're very savvy at social media. They have the media on their side. They have corporations on their side. They're getting millions and millions and millions of dollars that is going to produce mayhem for a very long time.
So what is to be done? In addition to, you know, writing articles like these and distributing them, as conservatives, we don't want a very activist government. The president just declared this project, the 1776
right.
Commission.
Right.
As conservatives, what should we be desirous of when it comes to the tools to respond to this subversive movement?
Well, I think you talk about it. I think you expose it. I'm trying to expose it. I think if you're in a meeting whatever you do, you're in a, at a nonprofit or you're a for-profit corporation, and they said, the head of HR, somebody says, we should give money to Black Lives Matter to show our good intentions. You put up your hand and say, look, we all here agree that Black lives do matter.
And police brutality is bad. Nobody says police brutality is good.
Yeah, for police brutality. Nobody says that. Right. So, but can we please take a look at the organizations
that we're giving money to?
That we're giving millions of dollars to. I think all it takes is for one individual American in a board meeting to put up her hand and say this, and things begin to come to a screeching halt.
Okay, the article is this: BLM co-founder and pro-communist China group are partnering up. Here's why. It's at the Daily Signal. Let's put it on our Twitter feeds, on our Facebook pages. In the meantime, this is, I mean, you won't read stories like this. The mainstream media will not tell you the truth. That's why it's so essential to support the work, become a member of organizations like Heritage, so Mike and his colleagues can keep doing their work and bringing you the truth. Think about it. These organizations have been around since the 70s that are promoting communist China's interests, and now they're working hand in glove with the founders, the leaders of Black Lives Matter. Join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org, and follow Mike on Twitter. He is at Gundisalvus. Gundisalvus, Gundisalvus, Mike Gonzalez. God bless you for doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. From one Heritage senior fellow to another, to the Vice President, James Carafano, next here on America First. Stay with us.
Well, of course, it was bizarre coming from an attorney general. You can only think he's hoping to be able to draw large speaking fees in Russia in 2021, or maybe even get a fellowship at one of the universities in Hungary to prop up Orban or other anti-democratic leaders in Europe.
I still can't believe that Joe Scarborough was, in fact, a Republican member of Congress. He's commenting that the attorney general is vying for speaking fees from Russia and a position in some institute in Hungary. I mean, just strange. You know what is cool? It's nice to have a guest that pays attention to when you're tweeting out his arrival. Every Friday, he comes in studio. His name is James Carafano, Vice President of All Things National Security at the Heritage Foundation. And I just went to my Twitter feed, and he saw the tweet that we sent out that JJ Carafano is coming on the show. And he retweeted it with one word: cool. Now, I like that. But you know what isn't cool? The fact that I responded to the COVID Chinese virus, resulting in our coffee machine not being refilled for 6 months here in our building, by buying a coffee machine for our team so that every Friday James Carafano could have his own choice of Keurig coffee in his cup. And the first time I wanted to offer it to him, he's not even in studio. James Carafano, welcome to America First.
It's great to be with you, my friend. Thanks for the James Bond music.
You like that?
I always thought I was. Yeah, when I was little, I always thought I was James Bond because my first name was James. Super disappointed. My parents told me that's not how it worked.
No, but all kids believe that, irrespective of what our first name was. But I have to tell you, Jim, you're going to have to do something special agent-y the next time you're in the building. You're going to have to drink 2 cups of coffee before you come on, okay?
I am very excited about the coffee because it's definitely a draw. Forget the millions of fans listening to the show, you know, the massive social networking presence, a YouTube channel. I just do it for the coffee, and we all know that.
Well, of course. And the film, the little repartee on our film recommendations that we eventually, sooner or later, get to. Oh, by the way, let me just drop one right here before we get to business. Last night, I watched Social Dilemma on Netflix. Whoa. a bunch of lefties from inside the big tech machine telling you how evil things like Google and Facebook are. If you haven't watched it, it is an eye-opener. Watch even all the crazy things Netflix is doing. Watch Social Dilemma. Have you seen it yet, Jim?
I have not.
All right, check it out this weekend. All right, let's talk business. Big announcements, Pompeo interviews, traveling across the globe. Breitbart does an interview with him saying, it's going to happen 2021. We're going to have the big drawdown in Afghanistan. Talk to us. Is this a good thing, bad thing? Is it about time to bring our troops home?
Well, you know, again, I think the problem is everybody looks at the U.S. troop numbers as if that's the only metric that counts. And they ignore the 4 years that this administration has invested in building up the Afghan military so it can hold its own on the battlefield, doing things that the last administration never did, medical recovery, logistics, the things that really make a military able to fight and stand on its own, and how we continue to partner with them. So I am getting very frustrated with this notion that somehow it's that the number of troops is all that matters, and none of the other stuff we've done for the Afghan people and the sacrifices and the ability of the Afghan people to really hold their own, that doesn't count for anything.
And how is it looking? What would your snapshot be today, 19 years later? Are they on the cusp of being able to secure themselves with a little bit of help from us remotely?
Well, I think there's no question that the Taliban would have never gone to the table if they thought they could win this on the battlefield.
Right.
And even with the prospects of an American drawdown, what they have discovered is, and this is really key, is we are not abandoning the Afghan people. And the Afghan government is not going to float like a cheap deck of cards. And the Afghan people are serious about holding the gains that they've made in the last couple of years. And I got to be honest, you know, you talk to people inside the administration, there's enormous tensions between some people want to move faster. Some people want to move slower. Some people think we're giving in too much to the Taliban. We're pushing the Afghan people too much. But, you know, I think if you step back at the 50,000-foot level and you look at what we've accomplished here, we're achieving our aims, which is we're not going to leave a vacuum that the terrorists can roll into. And we're not going to leave a huge humanitarian crisis or something that's going to become a regional problem that frustrates all the other things we're doing. So right now, I am still cautiously optimistic. Remember, you know this because, God, so many years that you've worked with the military, you've worked this a thousand times, you've probably said it to the audience, the military people that you've taught a thousand times, the enemy gets the vote, right?
Yes.
This is not being done by a clock. This is being done by the progress it brings on the ground. So again, we'll have to see what the Taliban does over the next year.
And explain to us. I mean, you are a veteran of the U.S. Army. You are there at the head of all things national security at the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. And every year you publish the U.S. Military Strength Index. Just because we have a drawdown in Afghanistan, given America's capabilities and our presence in the AOR elsewhere, that doesn't mean we can't do what needs to be done should it require something in the counterterrorism domain. Explain why that doesn't mean we're suddenly incapable of responding if necessary.
Right. You know, so from the counterterrorism perspective, the key thing is access and intelligence necessarily rather than footprint. So you can go back in and do things on the ground if you need to. So to contrast that, for example, with the Clinton years, where we had almost no visibility of what was going on the ground, and all we could do is if we heard something, we'd lob a few cruise missiles in, which might or may not get something. It was a very inefficient way to conduct counterterrorism, you know, as evidenced by the fact that they were able to organize and plan 9/11. So, and I think this, you know, this, I think you get this because you've dealt with this for so many years, but I think people just listening, you know, don't, and of course the punditry doesn't get that. This notion either that we're in there or we're out of there, that's not the way you should do business, and it's not the way this president does business. He hasn't abandoned the Iraqis. He hasn't abandoned the Kurds. He hasn't abandoned the Afghans. He's just put the footprint to the scope to the mission that's on the ground. And I think that's prudent. We've got a lot of things to do in the world. And we don't need to let troops sit on the ground somewhere if they're not actually accomplishing things that are necessary. And once the mission is accomplished, you move on. It's a fire department's a good analogy, right? Once the fireman's over, the fire department leaves. They don't pack up the fire department and go on vacation. The fire department's still there. They're just not at the scene of the fire anymore. And why? Because there's not a need for that kind of capability at that point in that time.
A perfect analogy. It's all about prudence, and that's what the president has been demonstrating for the last 4 years. He's Jim Carafano. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. I think you'll agree with me, Jim. I think you'll join me. I know you're an Army brat. I know you're a veteran, but it's time to wish happy birthday, 73 years young, to the United States Air Force. Thank you, Jim. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with your calls. Call us now. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, Porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka.
Remember the crazy senator from Hawaii? Do you like the Green New Deal? I love it very much, she said. Oh, okay, well, you're the senator from Hawaii. That's right, the beautiful island of Hawaii. She said, well, you know, under the Green New Deal, you basically can't fly in an airplane. Oh, that's a problem. So they said they'd build a bridge from the mainland to Hawaii. It's 2,000 miles long, but these are minor details. Now, remember her when they explained to her that, you know, planes are out. Cows are out. Cows. They don't want cattle. They don't want cows. Did they withdraw that one? That was a tough one, wasn't it? They don't want cows. Bad for the ozone layer. Who would even think of that? I mean, you got to be sick to even think it, okay? Give me a break.
Oh, what a fun evening in Wisconsin with the president. It's only 2,000 miles long if you're building a bridge. It's a small detail. Let's go to your calls. The call board is absolutely full. Let's stay on the issue of stealing elections. Mimi in Philadelphia has been waiting very patiently. Welcome, Mimi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We were cut off before. I'll be very quick. My batteries are running low. My pleasure. I love you to death. About the Philadelphia, the ballots can be counted 3 days after the election. That is unconstitutional. And then the signatures must not match.
Yeah.
That's unconstitutional. And they also said, oh, they eliminated a candidate that was in the Green Party because they thought he would take votes away from Biden.
Correct.
So that. And then, by the way, why do I continue to get applications for mail-in ballots? I'm one person, single household, and I get two ballots. What does that tell you?
It tells you the whole system is broken, and they're trying not to fix it, but they're trying to make it easy to steal election. Mimi, you're absolutely right. It is clear. It is transparent. Just the single concept that you don't have to verify signatures tells you that the Democrats want to steal the election. Listen to what our caller said earlier from Pennsylvania. Let your state representative know and let them feel the heat. Thank you, Mimi. Let's go to Elise in Atlanta, line one.
Hello.
Hello, Elise.
Hello. You are so popular, and you are worth waiting for all this time. Mm. However, I don't know if this problem has been solved or not, because I had to go shopping in the meantime. So you all were talking about the outnumbered and Harris Faulkner.
Correct.
I heard it. I heard it yesterday. And it was Marie Harp that said, we will not discuss George Soros.
Well, actually, it was all three of them. So we played the video yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we played the video. And first it was Melissa Francis, who said, we don't talk about this, from Fox Business. Then it was Maria Harf, former Obama official in the State Department, right, who said, don't bring him into it. And unfortunately, sad to say, you can watch the video. I've posted it on my Twitter feed. The host, Harris Faulkner, reinforced both of them.
Well, then I apologize.
No need to apologize. It's just, it's a pattern, and it's disturbing, and it just tells you why people are looking elsewhere for their news. But at least no need to apologize. Thank you for your patience. Let's stay with the calls here. Let's go to Chrissy in Cleveland, who we asked to call in. Chrissy, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey. It's Ladies' Day today, Friday. We love it.
Isn't that nice? I was calling in about the National Monument to the Forefathers, and I believe there is a way that we can use it to educate people about what America is about.
Right, you texted that to me. So explain this monument to me and the little model of it.
Yes. Well, the monument is dedicated to our forefathers. It stands for faith, morality, law, education, and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 131 years old, and a lot of people have never heard of it before.
And where is this monument to the Founding Fathers?
Yes, it's in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to come up with actual original documents, as well as one of these little replicas that they would give donors that gave over $100 or $150, which back then...
We're out of time. So what is your concept today to make it relevant?
Well, is that we should, something like this should tour around to different schools, or it should be part. They wanted one to be in every school, every house in the land, every...
That would save us from the radicals?
Well, I think it stands for all of the things that laid the ground.
Well, clearly it does, but what difference would it make to the radicals? They'd laugh in your face.
Well, I think, don't you think, though, that like what you all were talking about a little bit earlier was how to get those people, and it's basically, you know, it's because this is what America is.
I know, but they deny that, and they say America is racist. I love the idea in principle if it were 100 years ago or even 50 years ago, but today it's going to take a lot more than just passing a nice statue around to various homes or schools. But I appreciate the sentiment. This is America First, live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain, you've got to try this product. Tens of thousands of Americans are gaining daily relief right now because of it. You should be the next. Find out if it could work for you by going to relieffactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them on 800-500-8384. Take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384. Back with John Lovell of the Warrior Poet Society.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com, the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and so much more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings, including ammo. You need ammo? Go to GunBroker.com, where you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have more than once. Shop at GunBroker.com today. And what a perfect guest to celebrate the Second Amendment with. It just, what, it's such the era we live in. It says on his little bio on social media, former special ops action guy and YouTuber. Nuff said. He's John Lovewell. He is the founder of the Warrior Poet Society. John, welcome back to America First, and explain to us, what is Fan Art Friday? Because it's getting a little weird.
It's gotten very weird, and thanks for having me on again, man. I really appreciate it. So our team has gotten a whole bunch of just different send-ins of people getting carried away with Photoshop. This latest one had one feature where my head was in the clouds, smiling down on some people shooting on the range as if nodding in approval.
The god of the Warrior Poet Society was floating in the clouds, bodiless, just his cranium.
I heartily reject it. I hate the idea, but at the same point, it was pretty fantastic, over the top.
But hang on, we know I have a little bird. I have a little bit of intel from the battlefield. You had a favorite, and it was the photograph of you as Leonidas from 300. Am I right? Am I right?
All right, you got me. You caught me.
All right,
that one I liked.
Busted. All right, let's talk about what you're doing. We'll talk about the Warrior Poet Society and your new network in a second, but I have to admit, you were so kind. You sent me one of your War Poet pistols from the Shadow Systems. The owner rang me up, Trevor, today. Can you just tell again our listeners, what is the special War Poet pistol that you are, and where can they find it?
Well, you can't find anything right now because of Corona madness. So if you want guns, the best way to have them is to have already got them. But if you went to Sportsman's Guide, they are accepting orders on back order. So if you go to sportsmansguide.com and you just type in War Poet, the gun is going to come up. And what you're looking at is an incredible gun that's kind of done. It's a Corvette. It's if
there's no tweaks needed. It comes out of the box, ready to race, right?
That's right. So you can get it already with a red dot on it. It has adjustable grip angles, so for whatever grip angle you like. It's got all the stipple jobs and threaded barrels, and the thing is, like, if you take one look at it, you'll be like, ah, new upgrades needed. This thing is perfect, and that's why I love it, and that's why I pursued getting it made.
Well, I've got one of them, and I'm taking it to the range on Sunday with my son, and we're going to take it to the range and give it a good airing out. John, talk to us now, beyond the hardware, beyond the GAT, what is WPSN?
Sure, big tech is against us. We've been seeing the writing on the wall for quite a while with shadow banning and crushing us in analytics, taking away our monetization, and it seems to be just getting worse. So what we have done is created our own network that can host our own content, and this includes everything from my training classes, so you can get tactical training classes through our app on iOS or Apple TV or Android or Amazon Fire, all those things. You can download our Warrior Poet Society Network app. The training is there, and we're also adding all these really cool and entertaining shows that reflect conservative traditional values.
I'm looking at the warriorpoetsociety.us. You can follow John at johnlovell275 on Twitter. And the first thing that happens when you go to your website, up comes this little ad. This is the app that doesn't censor your voice. Now, you're not overtly political in anything you do. At least I haven't seen it. But still, even if you're not being overtly political, censorship is still a problem in America, is it not, if you have certain hobbies, for example?
Absolutely. And even if it's not political, whether you're theological or philosophical, they're going to censor everything that doesn't align with a leftist agenda, an increasingly more radicalized leftist agenda that will hear no other voices.
And how worried are you that it's getting worse and the good guys are losing? Are you seeing any ray of hope in this election season, John?
Dr. Gorka, you are leading the witness. Yes, absolutely. It's getting asinine. It's a contest of wills, clearly. And, yeah, I see it more and more.
But who's winning? What's your sense? As a guy who travels the country, educating, training people in the martial arts of the Warrior Poet Society, are you getting a feeling for is the teeter-totter teetering a certain direction?
It looks like the left owns the culture. However, there's a huge grassroots movement. And when I'm out and about, I realize, man, there's a ton of people that think a lot like me that are nervous about the way our country's going and seeing it hijacked. And there is a silent, possibly majority out there that's controlled by the lefties who own the silver screen and the media. And so I think a smaller voice can seem very, very loud, but because they control information through big tech and other avenues, their voice, their numbers are getting more and more. As the conservative and the traditional values that we espouse now, it's our voices, our arguments just aren't being heard. And so by default, they're growing in numbers, and it's very scary.
And courage, and we'll end on this, courage isn't just something that's essential on the battlefield, correct, John?
C.S. Lewis, famous philosopher, 20th century, said courage isn't necessarily a virtue. Rather, it is the testing of all virtues at their breaking point.
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. So courage is everywhere. It is in everything. It is everywhere.
Fabulous. We love it when C.S. Lewis is quoted, a great, great mind, a man who understood the values upon which our society, our civilization, our culture is built. And we have to reinstill our society with those values. And John is doing exactly that. Please support him. Please check out the Warrior Poet Society. Please check out their new app and their new network, the Warrior Poet Society Network. You are doing God's work, as well as training people how to shoot tighter groups. Those two things go together. Follow him at JohnLovell275 and WarriorPoetSociety.us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Back to your calls in a moment. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that works. I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it for a year and a half thanks to the incredible team that created this product that is providing relief to so many Americans, including Debron in Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? Of course you do. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3 weeks quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and Debron and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Don't wait, do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Willie, check it out. Warrior Poet Society, I think it could be one of the most influential cross-cultural products in the near future. Because it's not just for one little group of people who are into the Second Amendment. It's about the virtues upon which our nation was founded. Let's go back to the cuts. If you didn't see this, I don't watch The View. I know you're surprised. I know you're shocked that I don't watch The View. But somebody was on it who's been a regular guest. That amazing video that Kim Klasick made from Baltimore, the young black mother who's running for the congressional seat there, she was invited to The View, and I think Joy Behar may have regretted it. Eric, play Kim Klasick with Joy Behar, video cut one.
You have to put some blame on your president. I'm sorry. You're putting it on something extraneous here. Talk to the point, please.
Is this Joy speaking? The same
lied.
Joy? The same yes. Joy that yes. paraded around in blackface not too long ago? Come on, Joy. I don't think you should be
That's
asking these
true.
Questions. I am
excuse
an African American.
Excuse me. The black community had my back. They know that
the
that was not blackface.
Has my back.
That was an homage. Oh, please.
The black
just
community
answer
has
the question.
My back
the black
as
community
well.
Has your back? The black
yes.
community has
yes,
your back.
They do. Sonny,
the
yes.
black community did well, not
tell
vote
them.
For you.
Well,
the black
you know
community
what?
Did not vote for you. What
it
planet
was during
are you
a special election.
On?
Sonny, can I speak?
What planet
was
during, are you living on?
It was during a special
wow.
election while we were still please. Under lockdown and
wow.
I could not talk
wow.
to people. Can I speak or are you just going to scream over
this
me?
This becomes a big... Listen, Kim, good luck to you. Thanks to Kim Klosek.
That was very
we'll
immature,
right
but thank you for having me.
I never thought I'd be tempted to do a live impersonation of Sonny Hostin, but let me try. This is what she did. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, she sat back and said, wow, what planet are you living on? Isn't that the quintessence of the tolerant liberal? Wow, the black community has your back. That's incredible. Do people enjoy watching that? Joy Behar, I mean, is there somebody whiter than Joy Behar? And she gets to say, the black, oh, that wasn't blackface. Putting black makeup on my face wasn't blackface because the black community had my back? How did they have your back? What does that even mean? And if Hostin said, they didn't vote for you. Well, did they vote for Joy Behar? What a perfect example of the arrogance, the dripping condescension of the left. And they think that of Kim Klasick? What do they think of you? Wow, they really hate America, don't they? It's not about the president. He's right. It's about you. And how much they hate you. Where did those 2 hours go? So much fun. Must be Friday. Back in a second. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.